You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Now, I'll say this. Let the investigation play out, right? There's a lot of video we probably haven't seen that the FBI has, and we don't. Where's their forensics in the ballistics? That hasn't been unleashed. How about the officer's statements, his own statements? So we need to let this play out, but while we're doing that, we got to stop the hateful rhetoric. Saying this officer's a murderer is dangerous. It's just ridiculous. It's going to infuriate people more, which means there's going to be more incidents like this because the hateful rhetoric is not only continuing, now it's tripled down and doubled down.
The buck stops here.
All right, our friend Dan Buck on the line with us this morning. Daniel, how you been, my friend?
Been good. Good weekend. You can hear the voices pretty much back. I'm feeling a lot better. I'll tell you what, that cough, whatever that thing is nasty. It hung around for a good 2 weeks almost.
Wow.
It was ridiculous, but got through it. Hey, but what great sound you just played, man. I mean, we need more clear-thinking people like that who just say, hey, can we let the evidence play out before everybody calls this officer a murderer? Seriously, my gosh.
Well, you know, Dan, we all lived through the Ferguson event here, which was radically polarized and politicized by Barack Obama when it happened with Eric Holder. They didn't leave that investigation to local authorities. They immediately sent 50 FBI agents in to find wrongdoing. It's what they did.
Yeah.
And what they're doing up in Minneapolis is no different than that. Do you really think you could turn that over and expect, number one, any kind of fair and balanced treatment from that prosecutor in Minneapolis, or the mayor, or the governor of Minnesota? Not a chance.
No. And just the narratives that they throw out there, the innocent mother of three who was just trying to go home. You know, they're still promoting that.
Yeah.
Even though clearly she was in the act of committing a crime, she was trained and paid to impede federal law enforcement activities. I mean, this is all now factual evidence, and people know it, and they still stay on the talking points. And guys, I think that's what I want to talk about today on this segment is we have to understand something very clear. This ignorance, this complete illogical behavior and unfounded conclusions based on lies, it doesn't matter whether it's coming from Tim Walz or Mayor Fry or Congresswoman Omar or these whack job, you know, liberals who are out on the streets crying and screaming in the streets and calling for civil unrest. This is all part of a massive psyop. And I mean, we have to understand it. It's a psychological operation to sow division, to incite violence, to disrupt our democracy. They're trying to infuse hatred, period. That's what this is all about. They want to, and it doesn't matter what the topic of the day is, whether it's sexuality, racism, perversion, you know, police brutality, intolerance of Christians, specifically if you're a white man, really anything that stands for American traditional values, they're going to attack. And it's because this PSYOP, and understand that it has a name, It's one of the oldest tools of Marxism and communism, and it's important that we know it. Not only the who and the what are doing this, but how and why they're doing this, right? I mean, because to those of us logically thinking, we go, why would they do this? Why would they demonize people who are just doing their job to try to enforce American law, right? I mean, common sense people are asking those questions. It's because this is a plan. And there's some, sure, they're just foolish followers and they're doing it. They don't know they're being played. But people like Walls and Fry and Omar and Mondani and all these woke mayors, they're calling that ICE officer a murderer for a reason.
Yes.
These are the, you know what, they're doing it because these are leaders and organizers in a mental manipulation game. It's called agitprop. Have you ever heard that term, Mark?
I don't know that I have.
I heard that.
Okay, agitprop. Yeah, and you know where I heard it first.
I do.
And I spent 2 hours researching this. It's a combination of two strategies, agitation and propaganda, all right? Agitprop was a key weapon promoted by communism founder Karl Marx in how to overturn a government. It is no wonder that the Chinese communist elitists are among the funding sources who are paying for all these protesters. They're printing the signs. They're leading the chants. You know, they're successfully getting the weak-minded and the disgruntled, mentally ill and sexually confused puppets to go out there and do this. But they're also inspiring agitators willing to drive their cars into law enforcement people, right? As a part of a democracy, you know, they want this democracy, this evil democracy and all the racist and the unfair. It's all propaganda. You know, Vladimir Lenin in 1902, he said that propagandists are those that will create the signs, the messages, the songs, at the time the theater, and give the speeches that will stir the masses to indignation. That's a quote from Vladimir Lenin, right? And then they talk about, but the vital part of the movement is the agitators, those who can mobilize public action, those who can forcefully manipulate the weak while indoctrinating the educated, engaging both forces, the enlightened and the ignorant, to rise up and lead rebellion against the forces that promote freedom, independence, and get this, to rebel against religion, especially Christianity.
Wow.
Why? Because it is a proven force against communist rule. And that includes, of course, you know, rights given to us by God. That doesn't exist, people, in a communist world, right? So successfully employing this strategy, agitprop, remember the name, in places like Minnesota, New York, Chicago, all these socialist democratic cities are practicing this. They are putting it into play. The communists have successfully invaded our nation, people. And they're, you know, they haven't fired a single shot, but they're actively shaping opinions in the public square. And they have one goal only. And it is, they want to destroy America from within. It's important that you recognize agitprop. Remember the name. When it jumps into these moments, they always jump into the high-profile media stories, and we have to expose it when we see it. We have to call it for what it is and let people know that they are part of a psyop.
Yep.
They're part of a communist movement to try to dismantle this country, to get us to fight against ourselves and to have this inner battle. And you know, some this weekend, I don't know if you heard it, but we're calling for civil war. I love anti-gun activists calling for a civil war.
Yeah.
I'm like, how do they do that?
Not going to end well, anyway, is what's not going to happen. Yeah, they don't think they really get
exactly.
It.
Exactly.
But if your point is cultural change, yeah. Dan, you're right. I mean, that's all they care about is trying to get that out there. And I said this on Friday. People can say what they want about this. There were people on the left in this country, and they may never admit to it, who were absolutely waiting for something like this to happen that would fit their narrative that ICE is evil and it's targeting innocent American citizens. And now that's their talking point no matter what. The mayor of Minneapolis, the mayor of Portland, they've all come out. The police chief in Portland broke down in tears this weekend, even though he admitted the two people that got shot were known Trinidad Aragua illegal aliens in this country. They were known gang members, but he still cried for the Venezuelan community because he had to admit that they were actually criminals that got shot.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and again, the lying is part of agitprop. They don't care if there's truth in it. You know, they don't care if they're manipulating facts. They have no, that's all part of the plan. But we have to know that it's, that when we see it and we have to expose it for the, not just the lies and the deceit, but make people realize they're part of a psychological warfare against America, right? And we can't beat our enemy if we can't identify it. So know the name, agitprop, study it, understand what their game plan is. Call it out when you see this communist psyop clearly being orchestrated and implemented. And this was one example, but you can go to George Floyd, you can go to Ferguson, you can go to, I mean, it's been going on for decades.
Yep. They wait for the next narrative.
That's right. Yep. And if we don't expose it and call it out, we just become, you know, agitators ourselves.
Well, I'm getting a little. I was going to say, I'm getting a little tired of waiting for Pam Bondi and the DOJ to perp walk some people, but I did hear the president say this weekend they're investigating who's paying for this. That's a start, right? Because if we find out where the money's funneling in to pay for this agitprop, that's one way to dismantle the system.
Amen. And you know, exposing it, too. I mean, the media's got to start talking about this, that this is a textbook. I mean, textbook. When you read about it, when you read Marx's, you know, theories and why and how to do this, and then you see Lenin who put it into practice. I mean, you have to understand this is textbook communism. And if we can fight truth with truth, and when they want to ignore the truth, you just say, hey, we're not buying into your agitprop anymore. It's done. You agitators and propagandists have no control over America. And hopefully we'll get some of these people who I think just go along with the flow. They go along, they take their little, you know, money. If they understand they're being played and they know that they're, you know, and I'm not saying we'll get a large percentage of them, but if they understand that this is truly a communist takeover strategy, maybe they'll come to their senses. Who knows?
Let's hope so. Dan, glad you're feeling better, man. Great to have you back on.
Awesome, guys. Have a great day and a good week.
We will do it. Dan Buck there with the Buck Stops Here. Great to get him on. He's right. I mean, Alinsky's Rules for Radicals, I mean, it comes right out of the playbook. And they just wait for the right scenario that fits it.
Well, agitprop really is a thing he's talking
they
about.
Stir it.
They stir it up, and they know it's going to incite anger in us, and that's what they want.
And unfortunately, they won. They haven't won on this one, but they've gotten exactly the reaction out of the low IQ crowd that they were hoping for. Let's put it that way. All right.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We're going to get to a quick break here. Kim, what are we talking about next?
Unfortunately, Zohran Mamdani has won over a lot of people recently, enough to make him mayor of New York City. I'll tell you what, Mark, I am so disappointed in the latest person to be brainwashed from him, and I have evidence this has happened.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.